Radio News.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, ready to go. Once again, here we go. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing, as you just figured out from the intro. Happy to have everybody on board with us once again as we're getting started with another week of programming. A stellar week, I might add. I've looked at the topics, and they're quite good, once again. Loaded with information. In fact, coming up today, we will talk for a few moments, and in a few moments, about something that's very close to many people's minds, on many people's minds, and that has to do with saving for college. That's right. You've seen the cost. You've seen the average cost. I think it's even scarier for kids, you know, people with kids who are 2 or 3 years old, because they don't know where they're going to be. 16, 17, 18 years from now, are they going to be Harvard-type people? Are they going to be, community college? We don't know. But the point is that many people want to start saving for college as early as possible because they know about the costs. So, what does that entail? And that's what we're going to be talking about here in just a couple of moments. Not just the ways you can save for college, but some of the ways, once you're paying for college, that you might be able to get some of that money back in the form of tax credits and tax breaks. Wonderful stuff ahead, so keep it right here for that. I'll be here with Professor Rick Plum, and you want to get in touch with us? You need to. You give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Emails at our website, wealthed.com. It says find your answer. Click on that, and we will give you the answer just as quickly as we can. Try to get to as many emails as we can today, as always. You do want to talk to Professor Rick Plum. If you want to talk to him off the air and not on the air, got a way to do that as well. Our back office line is open for you, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. You can talk to an advisor, get your bucket strategy set up. Maybe you're concerned about paying for college. Maybe you need to know, how is this going to affect me because I've been saving for my retirement all this time? Well, talk to an advisor. This is all part of the plan. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. And part of the plan, I mean that. This is all part of a financial plan. In fact, part of a big part of it, Professor Plum, can be the whole idea of saving for college. If you got a youngish couple with some youngish kids, that is something that should be on their minds, at least the way things are now.
Well, a lot of times when you first have a baby or you have another baby, one of the first things that comes to mind is, wow, how am I going to afford college for?
Yeah, isn't that sad?
Yeah. I mean, the baby's just this little bundle there, and you're already thinking 18 years down the line.
I know it.
About, you know, spending and costing. What is it going to cost to put this child through college? In many minds, that's at least what goes through a lot of them. But should that be your first choice? I mean, should you worry about that right away? Or should you be doing something else? But there are accounts available. There are ways to save for education. The best is to let your parents and aunts and uncles help you save for it, but that may not always be available.
It's sort of a GoFundMe within the family.
Start a GoFundMe and that's a great way. You know, open the account and it's a GoFundMe page.
And part of the problem is when you see what college costs now and how much it's the costs have grown over the last however many years it's been, you say, well, what in the world is this going to cost 16, 18, 20 years from now or whenever it is that I have to start paying for it?
The answer is a lot.
Yeah.
No matter what you consider, I mean, it's going to be expensive. If you're of the mind that you would like your kids to go to school, it's one of those things that is a big expense. Now, Is it a bigger expense than your retirement? No, but you know, a lot of people rationalize that, well, retirement's further away than education savings, at least for most people.
Yeah, but on the other hand, you can borrow if you need to for college, and you can't really borrow for retirement and succeed very well.
And you can pray and hope for grants and scholarships, but that, you know, that does sometimes work, but not always.
Well, I would think at some point, and I'm guessing over the next 20 years, that something's going to be done. You cannot continue to escalate costs of college. I mean, eventually, no one's going to be able to attend.
Right, and what we've seen is that the more money that is made available by the government, the more the cost of the education is. There's almost a direct correlation between those two issues. So just creating more availability of loans, more availability of low-cost, you know,
yeah,
issues.
Yeah, it spirals exactly.
It spirals
out of control. What they're going to have to do eventually is put some public option in there like they have with high school, because that was the same problem we had 100 years ago.
Yep. And so we'll see how this turns out. But in the meantime, we're trying to find a way to pay for kids' education. It's expensive. It's difficult to do without saving and to pay for it out of pocket, although there may be ways to create the appropriate disciplines to be able to save for it and not shortchange yourself, at least not too much.
Yeah, let's start with the most popular here. If you haven't heard about it, these are 529 plans.
And the reason they're popular is because every state has them. Many states have more than one type of plan, and they're open to pretty much any resident of that state. You can actually use any state. You don't have to be a resident of the state. Now, there are certain states that have a state income tax that if you are a resident of the state and you use that particular state's 529 plan, there could be a tax credit at the state level, not the federal level, for putting money into your own state's 529 plan. Now, you do have to look at that and say, is that still the plan I want? Is that tax credit from the state standpoint enough to make me use this plan over a different state's plan that may have lower fees or may have a different set of investments that you care for? So you do have to look at it, and don't just take the tax credit blindly as the best place to go. But in many states, that's something to consider. Not all states that have an income tax have this. In fact, many of the states that have the highest income taxes don't have the tax credit. But there are several states across the U.S. where the tax credit can be a determining factor of whether or not, I mean, if you've got the state you're a resident in, you're looking at that state, you like the investment options there, the fees are okay, and you're comparing it to another state that's of similar style, well, the tax credit may say, I'm going to stay with my state of residence. On the other side, if your state doesn't give you a state income tax credit, or you live in a state that doesn't have an income tax, you're free to use pretty much any state you want. The majority of 529 plans are savings and investment plans. They're not prepaid tuition plans, although those are available. So you're going to be able to grow the account with whatever investments are selected inside of the 529 plan. Now, you do not get a tax break for putting money into it. So if I'm putting in $5,000, $10,000, $100 a month, whatever the number is, I don't get any current income tax benefit. Where I get the tax benefit is when I pull the money out and pay qualified higher education expenses for my dependent child or for my child at that point, the money coming out is a mix of earnings and my contributions. And if I do it right, those earnings are not taxable. So while the money is in the account, it's a tax-deferred account. When the money comes out for higher education expenses, qualified higher education expenses, I don't have to pay any taxes on it. And that's a benefit. I get to keep more of my own money, more of the earnings to be able to pay for that education that's, you know, pretty darn right expensive at times.
Oh, sure. It can break a lot of people, and you know, they wind up getting in that vicious
debt cycle.
Right. So what happens is as long as you use the money for education purposes, and we'll get into that in a second, what that means. But in the 529 plan, qualified education expenses, you can take the money out no matter how much it's grown. You can take that money out tax free.
Right. So it's now you can't just if over the years I've put in $20,000, I'm just making the number up, and I've got $35,000 in the account, and I have $15,000 of qualified higher education expenses, I can't just pull out the 15 of the earnings and say, that's what's happening. Everything that comes out of the 529 is a pro rata basis, your contributions plus earnings. So to get it all of the money out tax-free, I'd have to have, in my example, $35,000 worth of qualified higher education expenses. I can't just use the earnings and leave the principal alone. and then take the principal out for some other purpose later on. It is a pro rata distribution of earnings and basis when you do take money out for qualified higher education. Now, the problem with the 529 is that if you get to a point where you have more money in the 529 than you have qualified expenses, and you don't need the money to pay for education.
Yeah, you got all this money saved up, and you say, well, you know, I only had one kid, I put in a whole lot of money, whatever it is, and now I've got, you know, $22,000 left over that has to be used for education, or I get taxed and penalized on it.
On the earnings, and that's what I'm talking about. So if you've been paying for education expenses, and there's still earnings left in the account because you haven't exhausted the account completely, and that's the only way to get all the earnings out. When you take the money out for some purpose other than qualified higher education expenses, those earnings, which were tax deferred, are now taxable. Not like a capital gain, though. It's a tax deferred account. So it'll be all ordinary income on those earnings and a 10% premature distribution penalty or a 10% non-education distribution penalty. So it becomes expensive. And so when you're funding a 529, if you're so lucky to have enough money to put in a bunch of money or you have a lot of people helping you, in many respects, you don't want to overfund them. You don't want to put more money in there than it will ultimately cost you in education expenses. It just gets difficult to get the money out. Now, to be honest, I've run into very few people that have that problem.
Well,
you know, because education expenses are pretty, pretty high.
Oh, they're very high. What are the limits? I mean, there's an account limit. It's not an income limit.
Well, there's two limits. One is the amount of money you can put in on any given year.
Yeah.
Because we do have gifting limits, and there's an account limit. But usually, the account limit is in the $200,000 to $250,000 range.
Yeah, it's quite high. Unlike the Coverdells, which we'll talk about in just a little bit. All right, 877 Planner. If you got any questions on this or anything else, give us a call. Lines open for you, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
All right, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take some calls now. We got some folks on hold. Anything you want to talk about. It does not have to be on 529 plans or college savings plans. Really doesn't matter, although I noticed we got a couple of emails in on that topic over the last few minutes, so we'll get to those as quickly as we possibly can. But anything that's on your mind, you give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Let's move next to Tom in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Tom.
Thank you, guys, for taking the call. Sure. I had a question. The wife and I have been looking for several, two or three weeks, and there's a lot online for it. So we have bought a CRUT, or Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. What we have is a rental property. We've had about 35 years, and we probably have $45,000-$50,000 in, but with current retail, we're going to sell it this spring, around $300,000. So we've looked at the 20-year plans on these things, where you think you have to take a minimum of 5% out. We studied a lot of the vagaries of it. What my question is, what deduction, if any, let's say it does sell for $300,000, that goes immediately into the trust. Does that deduction of a charity contribution spread out over an extended period of time, or 3 years, or 1 year, or how does that work?
Well, you're not going to get a deduction for $300,000 on a charitable remainder unit trust contribution. The way these work is you first establish the trust, you basically gift the property to the trust. Now the trust owns the property, and the trust sells the property and gets it back. So it's valued on the transfer. So you have an appraisal done that said $300,000, it moves into the trust, but you're also reserving an income right for the next 20 years or whatever the income right is. And so they're going to look at, and this is kind of a strange calculation, they're going to look at what the present value of the future gift is expected to be based on IRS discount factors and interest rates.
There's a formula, right?
So there's a formula.
Yeah.
And so generally, you're going to be looking at between 10 and 20%. So with taking 5% out, that $300,000 is not going to grow. It's going to probably be right around $300,000, maybe a little more, a little less, 20, 25 years from now when the charity actually gets to have the money, right? And so they're going to look at what is a $300,000 gift worth 20 years from now, because a dollar 20 years from now is not worth a dollar today. It's worth something less. And so they discount it. And generally what I've seen is that the present value is somewhere between 10 and 20% of the initial gift. So let's say it is 20%. I don't know the numbers off, for a fact. Well, let's say you put in $300,000, you would get a $60,000, 20%, somewhere in that neighborhood, current charitable donation. So that $60,000 would go on your tax return this year. Now, there are rules to how much of your current adjusted gross income you can offset due to charitable contributions. And if it's an appreciated property, the most you can write off on a given year is 30% of your adjusted gross income. Again, making up numbers, let's say your adjusted gross income is $100,000, you can only offset $30,000 due to this type of a gift. Now, if you can't use it in 1 year, you can carry it forward and use it in the next 5 years. So you can use it up over the next 5 years. But it is a current gift, but it is not going to be for the full amount. Now, is this property paid for?
Yes, it is. It's free and clear.
Good, because you can't do it any other way. I just wanted to make sure of that. But yeah, you're not going to get a $300,000, assuming the value is $300,000. You're not going to get a $300,000 charitable gift, donation.
Okay. Well, that's clear. Thank you. Yeah, our AGI is about $70,000. So it'd be, if it did in fact get valued at $300,000 and then move that forward 20 years, I understand we would probably get at best 20% out of it or $30,000 each year. So.
Yeah, about $21,000 each year. If your adjusted gross income is $70,000, it's a 30% maximum deduction on your current income.
Okay.
So
I might possibly get 3 years out of that on possible.
Give or take, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the current discount rates are. I don't know how long. You said a 20-year payment, so I'm trying to do the math really quickly in my head. If you, many times they do it over life expectancies between a husband and wife or spouses. So there's lots of ways to structure the payouts. Now, the reason you're doing this is you're sick of being a landlord and you really want to be very generous to your charity. Is that right?
Yes, also. And we have six rentals, and this is not going to hurt our pocketbook much. I'm 70, my wife's 62, and we can easily let this go. We both have some very, very favorite charities.
Okay.
That qualify for charity, so we'd like to pass this on.
Okay. I mean, because the tax for selling it won't be tremendous. I mean, you'll be in, you know, partly in the 0% bracket. Well, you've got depreciation recapture that'll take up probably the rest of your 15% bracket. So you'll probably pay 15% on whatever gain and depreciation recapture there is. And then you'll have a lot of cash that you can make gifts with, too. So whether you want the complexity of the CRUD or not, that's up to you.
Yeah, we definitely want to do the CRUD. We've looked it over pretty closely. That looks like a good deal. We really love this charity and want to pass it on. And we realize we will have to pay our basis on the property is probably $54,000-$55,000, and of course not counting the land itself. And if we do get $300 out of it, so
that'd be nice.
It'll work out.
With that much gain, it avoids jumping into the Medicare tax, the net investment income tax for the capital gain. It avoids paying more for your Medicare premiums down the line. So, I mean, it satisfies the goals that you've set forth, and you'll get a little benefit from it on the taxes. Plus your income forever.
There you go. Yeah, we're going to take the minimum 5%.
Okay. Yeah, they'll be able to tell you how much of a deduction you get then.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. You're really helpful.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Call anytime. These are a little bit complex, but the idea here is to be able to give while you can. You don't have to wait till you're gone.
Well, no. Well, the idea, to be honest, is you have a large appreciated asset. And this came about more back in the days when the capital gains taxes were a little bit higher. You have this large asset that if you sell it, you're just going to take a huge
gain,
hit.
Yeah.
But you, it's either like raw land or it's not. You're tired of managing it and you want to change the asset, and you may not want to go to more real estate or something else. So you want to sell it, but you don't want to pay the taxes. But you want to sell it to create an income. So you put it in this trust. The trust sells it, does not pay any income taxes on it, and turns around and you've reserved the rights to an income for life off of this capital. So let's say it was $1 million. Instead of paying 25, 30% of it in taxes, depending on the state you live in, and then reinvesting the remaining portion to give you an income, you reinvest the whole proceeds to give you an income.
Yes. Now, you have to have a charity involved in this.
The ultimate beneficiary of the trust is a charity.
Yes.
The people that are going to get aced out of this are twofold. Heirs. Your heirs and the IRS, because they don't get the tax dollars. But who cares about them? But your heirs won't get it, because when you die or whenever the final triggering event happens, the charity gets the proceeds of the trust at that point. Now, they are set up, the higher the income that you reserve from it, the more income I reserve to take over my remaining life, whatever, obviously reduces the amount that will be available in the future for the charity. The lower the amount for the charity, the lower my tax deduction. Now, you can't have a situation where you've lowered the amount so much that there is less than what they call a 10% present value to the charity in the
future.
Well,
because otherwise, what's the point?
It's
the charity's going to get nothing. You're just taking an income, and it's like taking tax-free withdrawals right out of the...
Well, we used to be able to go all the way down to a 5%. Then they raised it. Now we have to have a 10% remainder interest, present value remainder interest.
Now, he's got this property is what this is.
Right.
It's 300. You said he can't put the whole... Or he can't...
He can do it.
Deduct the...
Maybe not in 1 year, but he's got 5 years, well, current plus five, to be able to take the deduction.
Okay, yeah, I had either didn't know that part of it or forgot about it. Okay, I got to take a break, and we're going to talk more about, doesn't have to be this, could be anything else, college savings, that's also on our minds. 877-PLANNER, your questions answered when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
Taking your phone calls, your emails. We did get a few. We're going to get to one or two here in just a second that came in on these 529 plans that we were talking about. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here, Bucket Strategy Investing, 877-PLANNER. We're here from Lucia Capital Group. If you want to give us a call, you call now because we do have room on the phones for you, 877-PLANNER. Also want to mention again that we get a lot of requests for this, which is perfectly fine. It's nice. It makes us feel wanted. It gives us a warm, fuzzy feeling, Professor Plum. The 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. It's a quick PDF for you. If you'd like it, if you'd like the free copy of it, just go to our website, wealthed.com. That seems to be the easiest way because we kind of got inundated before we had the website ready to go with the link. We have it now at wealthed.com. So go there. The 8 most important elements of Social Security that everyone should know. Fill out the form. Just ask for your email address. We will email you back this particular guide, and then as it becomes available here, there will be a video connected as well. So, a lot of stuff to give you, and that's one of them. And let's see, what else? We'll talk more. Oh, we got a lot of calls. I think next hour we'll bring this up. We were talking last, must have been Friday, about this annuity, Professor Plum, that can also help pay for long-term care expenses.
Yes.
And we got a lot of calls on that after the program yesterday. Not so many during the show, but after the show, I was told, we got a lot of calls on that, people asking about it. So I think next hour, we'll get into it a little bit more for people that missed it or didn't need some more information, whatever. So that's coming up. All right. Now, we did get an email fairly recently, in fact, within the last 20 minutes, from Ned, who is emailing from Ryerson, Maine. I don't know.
Day late.
I guess so. Anyway, Ned, I'm not sure Ned, he was either emailing while we were talking about this, or Ned isn't closely listening, but that's all right. He says he wants to know, are only the earnings in a 529 taxable? Does that mean that contributions are not? And if that's the case, are non-qualified withdrawals first in, first out, or pro rata?
Well, you got the terminology nice. The non-qualified withdrawal is a where you're using the money, the distribution from a 529 for something other than qualified higher education expenses. And they are based on all distributions are based on a pro rata distribution. You cannot use just the earnings. Just, you know, if I've got $10,000 of earnings and I've got $10,000 of expenses, I can't pull the 10 out, pay the expenses, and then pull the rest of it out for any reason I want other than qualified education. It's going to come out pro rata. And so you have to have the full, you know, the qualified higher education expenses has to cover the entire distribution, both the principal and the earnings coming out, to be able to get the real true qualified distribution, which is tax-free. So it is pro rata.
Yeah, and of course, as we said, contributions are not taxable because the contributions themselves were put in on a post-tax basis. Yeah.
After-tax money, it's kind of like after-tax contributions to an IRA. Mm-hmm. After-tax money going in, it's after-tax coming out. I mean, it's post-tax coming out. Of course, to get to the after-tax contributions in an IRA, it comes out pro rata.
Yes.
You can't just get to the earnings or the other with very few exceptions.
You're talking only about, you're not talking about a Roth IRA.
No, not a Roth IRA.
A Roth
That's
IRA,
a whole different world.
It is. And a Roth IRA, yes, you can take. In fact, you are considered to be taking your contributions out first.
And that's one reason why 529s are fine. They're good deals for some people. But in most situations, they're not the first thing you should be doing for your education savings. You should be doing Roth IRAs if you're eligible for them, because you can take out your own money at any time for any reason and not have to pay any taxes or penalty on it, on your contributions. So if your child's born now and you can only afford to save, you know, $3,000-$5,000 a year, and you're not doing your Roth IRAs yet, or you haven't maxed them out, do the Roth IRA first, because then when the child gets to age 18, you have a lot of flexibility. You can pull out your contributions at any time, leaving the earnings alone in your Roth IRA. The Roth IRA doesn't show up anywhere on the FAFSA, the Free Application for Student Aid, or for Federal Student Aid. Well, at least that's currently, it doesn't show up. I don't think they'll ever put it on, but who knows? It just makes things a lot easier. Also, if you've got the discipline of saving $5,000, you're doing your 401k, you build that discipline, you have the ability to shut that savings for retirement off while you already have a nice nest egg for retirement that continues to work for you while you then redirect your ongoing savings to the education expense. It can work very well.
Sure.
Because there is potential help for education. There is no help for retirement. And even if you are under 59 and a half when the kids are in school, which most people will be, and you have to dip into the earnings, you're not going to get earnings tax-free out of a Roth IRA for education. But they won't be subject to penalty if you're pulling earnings out for qualified higher education expenses. So you do have to pay taxes on the earnings, but hey, you don't have to pay the penalty. So I still like the Roth IRA for most people. Now, other people who are having families later, I've seen a lot of people who, by the time, you know, they have their kids at late 30s, early 40s.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. This felt a great disturbance in the force.
And by the time their children hit college, they're already 56, 57, 58. So let's say they're 56 when the kids hit college. They start withdrawing their contributions to pay for that year, the next year. And by the time they run out of contributions, they're 59 and a half. They've had the Roth
IRA. Earnings.
Now you get to the earnings tax-free to pay for the qualified education, to pay for anything you want. You can do anything you want with it at that point. So I think the Roth is just a lot more flexible, assuming you haven't already maxed it out. Now, if you've already maxed out your Roth, you've already maxed out your 401k and other, you know, retirement savings plans at work, and you have more money, well, first off, God bless you. But if you have more money to save and you want to save for education, 529s are great. And so I just don't think they're the first course of action for the parents' money. I do think they're a great source, you know, account for the grandparents' money. Like we talked about, it's kind of like a little GoFundMe page. You open it up and say, hey, aunts, uncles, relatives of all types, you know, sizes and sorts, here's an account to help little Junior that you love so much ultimately go to college.
And here's a picture of him as a baby, by the way. Remember
the
how cute he was?
Yeah.
I'm not going to show him to you now because he's got the tattoos and the piercings, but this is what he used to look like before he was all drawn over.
But if it does come to that and you don't agree with the choices the grandchild or the child has made, and you don't have to take the money out. You can, at that point, it may be cheaper to pay for the penalty and the taxes than to give the kid the money for no particular reason.
Yeah, it probably is. Now, when you're talking about the Roth for the 520 rather than the 529, personally, I do prefer the Roth. And if you've already maxed out your Roth, you've already maxed out your 401ks at work and things like that. What about something like, you know, what about people who consider some kind of permanent life insurance policy that they would use for their retirement? What about something like that for education instead of the 529?
How old is the kid?
By the time you're putting the money in?
When you first start, when you're asking the question, should I be using a permanent policy for my education expenses?
Well, a lot of times you don't have to be paying for college until the kid's already graduated.
Right, so how old is the child?
Let's say the kid's 20.
And you want to start a permanent life insurance policy now?
Oh, no, not so. Oh, you mean, that's what I'm asking. You mean when you start or when you...
When you start, how old is the kid?
Oh, let's say it's you know, zero. Let's say you've already done that.
In that case, that does work. That will work. I think it can work. If you've already funded your Roth IRAs, if you fully funded your 401ks, and you have extra money that you can put away, the permanent life insurance policy can work. Why? Because it's 18 years before you need the money.
Now, if it were 3 years, that'd be a different story.
Yeah, if the kid's already, you know, 14, 15, 16, life insurance is not going to work. That's way too quick of a turnaround. You know, insurance companies don't do everything for free. And in many respects, life insurance policies are front-loaded heavily. If you look at what the surrender value is compared to what the cash value, you'll see that you can't get to, in many cases, a lot of the cash value for 10 years. I mean, it's a declining scale, but it takes a while to get these things really working. And it really does take a while to make them work effectively. The rates of return in the early years, net of all expenses, net of surrender charges, is not very good. You need to give permanent life insurance a longer time horizon. Now, if the child's 0, 1, 2 years old, and you've got that 17, 18 year time horizon, maybe more, because maybe you do qualify for loans that don't accrue interest for the first 4 years, maybe you've got a 22, 23 year period of time, fine. That's a good time horizon. But not for somebody whose child is already 10 or more. It's just too short of a time horizon.
Yeah, so those are 529 plans. I mean, you know, they can work, but they have to be used for qualified higher education expenses. I only got a minute, but there's another one called the Coverdale. Similar, except that you are limited as to how much you can put in.
The Coverdale Education Savings Account is not set up by the states. You don't, you're not required to use any particular state or any particular investment set forth by the state. It's basically a brokerage account that you can open up and invest almost anything you want in it, except for it's got very low limits on how much money you can actually contribute on any given year for each beneficiary, each ultimate student, potential student down the line. So they're not as popular because most people that can, you know, afford to put in a reasonable amount of money, they want to put in a reasonable amount of money. They don't want to put in $2,500. But the education savings account is a little more flexible. You can use it for certain K through 12 expenses, which probably isn't a good idea because the benefit is in the long-term growth.
That's the whole point of it. So anyway, I thought I'd bring those up. Okay, we got some tax credits to talk about. Anything that's on your mind, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucida Capital Group. More Bucket Strategy.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you. A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar Province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away
it was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is the best of the Bucket Strategy Investing Program.
Taking your phone calls till the top of the hour, and then guess what? We'll do it again next hour. Another hour just ahead, so keep it right here for all the best in money information. We're going to talk more about those tax credits coming up for education. Some things that you might be thinking about doing if you're paying for college right now. Maybe you're the parent or the student or whatever. So we will get into that coming up. Also, some of these annuities that we talked about last week with regard to long-term care. We'll give you some more details on that. But that's all just ahead. Going to finish taking your calls. Continue taking your calls. 877-PLA-NNER. Moving along next to Bob in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
I have a question about what tax credits might be available. I'm considering purchasing one of the new Chevy Bolt electric vehicles.
Okay.
And as I understand it, there's now a $7,500 tax credit on that. I'm a little concerned that that might go away with tax reform. And just trying to see sort of what you might know about that topic, and also if there's anything available if I were to do solar for my home in terms of tax credit.
I believe the solar still
has a lot of taxes.
Yeah, I believe the solar still has a 30% tax credit for the residential solar credit, 30% of the purchase price of the solar unit. As far as the cars, I don't think Cruise is one of the ones that has been curtailed yet. Like the Prius doesn't get the full $7,500 anymore. It only gets a much smaller tax deduction. As far as whether or not they will get rid of it with any proposed, any type of new tax legislation, I have no idea if they're going to get rid of it. Congress can do whatever the heck they want to do. I doubt that they're going to go back and make it retroactive to people that they've already bought, cars and are eligible for it. And if anything, I would imagine, again, this is just speculation on my part, that if they were going to reduce the credit for that, they would do it starting January 1 of the following year. That doesn't mean that they'll follow what I'm saying or not. But it's also one of those areas that is very popular. and I think that would be difficult for Congress to vote for getting rid of the way they're doing it. I wish I knew. There's no way to tell for sure what will happen in the future with tax law, but I have not heard them talk about getting rid of the energy credits. That doesn't mean they haven't behind closed doors, and it doesn't mean that they won't, but I haven't heard about it. And I just don't think that they're going to go back and, you know, make it retroactive to day one of, you know, 2017.
Right.
Wish I knew what Congress was going to do.
If I lease the vehicle, does that change anything in terms of do I get the credit or does the lessor get the credit?
Yeah, I don't think leasing works. I'm not really very up on these. I've never experienced it myself. I've never bought one or received the credit. And to be honest, I've never really looked into it that hard. So I don't know the ins and outs, but I don't think leasing is going to do it. I think you actually have to buy it, but I'd have to look that up.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate
all right.
The help.
Thank you, Bob. Hard to say anything. Hard to say what anything is going to be permanent or not. We don't know what's going to happen day to day currently with the whole, you know,
right,
executive order thing and the whole, I mean, we just don't
know.
Well,
he can't change tax law with executive order.
No, you can't do that, but you just don't know which way things are going to go. And you know, what's policy one day might be, you know, total opposite the next day. It's really hard to tell.
And through the end of last year, the Volt did get the full credit. And the credit's available until they sell X number of units of the car, the full credit. And then they start scaling back the credit. I haven't heard that they're scaling it back for 2017 for that particular model. It has been scaled back for several of the Ford brands. It has definitely been scaled way back for the Prius and some of the Toyotas.
Yeah.
Because they've already sold gazillions of them. So, you know, they don't need that incentive to get people to buy them anymore because they've already sold a bunch of them. So the Volt still, at least through the end of last year, was at the full amount.
Yeah, and nothing's going to change overnight, I don't think, but they're say it, by the same token, you never know. All right, let's get one more email in here. We will talk about these credits, these tax credits. I just don't have time this hour, so we'll get into that a little bit next hour. But let's go to Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. My mother gets disability income from VA income, and she just turned 68. Can she also apply for her Social Security retirement benefits? Will she get both, or is the offset going to affect her?
Well, the VA and the Social Security are two different systems, so she should be able to get them both. And there shouldn't be any offset because the VA was probably from military service, Veterans Affairs.
I would assume so.
And military since 1954 has paid into Social Security, so it's not part of the pension from the source outside of Social Security anymore. In fact, it hasn't been for decades. So I don't see any reason why she shouldn't get them both.
Yeah, so I guess what Wayne is referring to here is the...
VA disability pension.
No, I understand, but what he's talking about is something like the windfall elimination provision,
right,
or the government pension offset, which can affect you.
But this generally is not a pension from work not covered by Social Security. Most of the VA pensions that I've seen are due to military issues, and most of the people that are receiving it now paid into the Social Security system were part of the military after 1954. And so they don't have the same issue.
Now, we had a question last week, and I don't know if you had a chance to look at it, but if you happen to get a lump sum from a pension, you take the lump sum from the pension when you're 65 or whatever.
Right, from a government pension.
Right, where you did not pay into it, and then you go to collect your benefits at age 70.
I've never seen anything written about it in the Social Security Administration. They're not that clear on it in the website and the readings that I can find. I have seen where it did work for one individual, and I've seen where it did not work for another individual. And I think it has to do with, if you take the lump sum, will you receive any money from anybody other than your own contributions? And don't hold me to this. This is just my interpretation of who, and I know who did get it once and who did not get it once.
Yeah.
But if you get a nice, big, juicy lump sum that includes, you know, a lot of the employer's money, meaning the state, that they're still going to say you had a pension from work, not because you received a large amount of money from work not covered by Social Security. They're going to call it the same thing. You're still going to be subject to the WEP. On the other side, if you didn't receive any money from the employer other than your own contributions, it was basically a savings account that you're receiving back. Like teachers in California, the lump sum that they receive back has nothing to do with the district. It doesn't get any district money, state money, or anything. It's just their contributions and interest. That may, don't hold me to this, it may work, but I don't know for a fact there. I know that when they look at the Social Security benefit, whether or not you're going to be subject to the WEP, the windfall elimination provision. They look at your FICA earnings, and they look at your Medicare earnings. And if your FICA earnings are different than your Medicare earnings, with the exception of being over the wage base, they're going to say, you were working,
yeah,
and you earned a pen. Did you get a pension? Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, I got a lump sum. Same thing.
It was an interesting point. Okay, got to take a break. Got another hour coming up. If you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, do so at the Lucia Capital Group off-air line, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Stick around. More Bucket Strategy Investing right after this.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.